With Mr. Blake here, who's a teacher in Ennis National School, who's been involved in the Swinging Strings program from the start. Can you tell me a little bit of how it fits into the school curriculum?
Well, I've been with the Swinging Strings the last 2 years, and I found it fits in perfectly with the curriculum. We both learn the theory of music, and yet we're learning an instrument as well. The advantage that we have is in a lot of schools that they just learn the theory maybe, and it's kind of singing based, but we, but here in Ennis National, we get both to play an instrument and we get the theory of it as well, which is excellent.
And is there much involved, much logistics involved in the time to get into class together and into a different room and violins? How does that work out?
Well, this year we're very lucky. We have a designated music room, which has been a massive advantage. And it's kind of a classroom and it's kind of a recording studio. We've kind of dubbed it at this stage. So the logistics are easy. The violins are set up. The kids know where to go and they know what to do when they get in there. There's no real difficulty setting it up this year, which is brilliant.
It was interesting to see the violin group fitting in well with the school band. So obviously there's a lot of traditional music in the school and other opportunities to play.
There's a school band in the school as well, and a lot of the actual students from the Swinging Strings in 4 class have been gone on to the school band, playing other string instruments as well as the violin, which, you know, it's great to see. And some of these, a lot of the kids would never have got an opportunity to play with a band or play an instrument as well. So it's a huge advantage, for kids learning at that age.
Okay, Mr. Blake, thank you very much indeed for your time. No.